You blame much on Edwin. Do not blame him. Blame the Confederation. I was the last to join the group, so he ended with me. My dear friend Cal, how I regret that we did not know each other longer. Such a pity. I am sure that you have learned much from the little you have heard. Then he ended, from your Q base, Edwin, many have come gone. Many have scorned your group. There are those you are not even aware of who knew of your base. They are anonymous and wish to remain so. It has been our effective and profitable base, if not altogether peace soft hyphen full. Those of you who stayed, you have had the patience to accept, and some have understood and passed on the in soft hyphen formation from way or to all those who are willing to listen. Now, my friends of planet Earth, I must say a fi soft hyphen now farewell. I do sincerely hope that we will be given yet another chance to rectify the mistakes we have made during our stay over your planet. There are many things we have learned. There are many things that we would change. But the other committee must now take the lead. They will profit by our mistakes. This work must continue soft hyphen i.e. until there is peace over the fields, mountains and oceans of your truly beautiful planet. Earth is a jewel in the depths of space. The superiors and all the commanders thank you for all you have done. Kialda Kachu and Kisis Kolinando. I hope we have yet another chance. Farewell. Note: remember that this is not by any means all of the information available in this case. This is only what has been agreed can be revealed through the communicators soft hyphen shins themselves. There is much more to this case and a great deal that is of a personal nature and will not be revealed at all. Chapter 10, A New Venture, Voldar's farewell message and the closing down of the Q base disappointed me. For many years I knew of it from afar, and then, when Edwin invited me to join it, all came to an end. As I had many questions, I simply had to see Edwin again. Now that I knew where he lived, I looked him up a few days after Voldar's final transmiss soft hyphen iron to the group. Edwin did not seem to be very concerned about the exit of the Confederation and said, after all these years, I'm sure they will not leave us high and dry. Looking back, I now think he may have had some in soft hyphen side information. Weora's venture had proved to be in soft hyphen successful, and so an end had to be made. Edwin's Q group had just about ground to a halt, with only two of the members being present for the farewell message. The other members had faded out of the picture. I was fascinated to hear Edwin's story firsthand. His initial encounter with Voldar and later meeting Wei soft hyphen aura face to face. He took me on a tour of the various places he went fishing with Voldar, the seaside cottage where Weora had spent many months during his training period on Earth, and many other places. Later, I saw the site of the hotel in Urban where Voldar had stayed. The building had been demolished to make room for motor car showrooms. Edwin let me examine the radio receiver which Val soft hyphen Dar gave him in 1962. I looked at the antenna on the end of the roof and the feed line going down into the lounge and the receiver. The unit was housed in a domestic wooden cabinet of a type popular in the early 60s. Then I noticed something odd. Edwin had explained that the transmiss soft hyphen ions were beamed from spacecraft above to his antenna and receiver, but I am sure that most Q-base members had not appreciated the uniqueness of the communication. I am a radio amateur with a technical education and no soft hyphen ticed that the antenna was connected in a very unusual way. Electrically speaking, the antenna was not connect soft hyphen dead to the front end as is normally the case, but to the rear end, to the power supply. Now I understand at least why no one else could intercept these radio transmissions. Tommy mind, Edwin did have what had been saying all along, communications with men from outer space. I asked Edwin about the strange ping sounds which occurred at intervals during all transmissions from the Confederation. I had wondered about these for years. He explained that they used a strata recorder in place of a tape recorder which recorded on crystals instead of tape. The ping sound occurred as one crystal changed to the next crystal. I was delighted with everything I learned from Ed soft hyphen Win, and I asked him to let me know as soon as he heard any further news, which he suggested might be soon. I was a bit surprised to get a telephone call from him only a fortnight later. He said he had received a MS-H on his radio that something was in the wind. He then asked me to come to his home 2 days later and to be sure to arrive before 7 o'clock. I wondered what the new one committee was up to when I drove my car to Edwin's home on the appointed evening. It was on the stroke of 7 and Edwin was waiting for me to arrive. As I entered the lounge, Edwin's radio set was alsoft-radian.alopercom from their loudspeaker. Elizabeth, who had put the two children to bed early, sat in an armchair with some needlework. Edwin and I chatted, standing near the radio as we waited for some soft-thing to happen. Then, at 7:20, the speaker suddenly came to life with a surprisingly loud sound. Starting on a high note, it changed to a deeper tone leveling out. Venoi. Venoi. Stand by for transmission. Venoi, Edwin, stand by. There was a short pause and then another voice. This is Voldar, greetings. Greetings to the three of you tonight. I am contacting you from this Corinthian craft at an altitude of ~500 km. My friends, it is one soft-awful to be here once again. We are here for a special reason, for this is the beginning of a new phase, a new venture. It is the beginning of a new experiment for my friend Edwin. Very shortly, I shall transmit a coded message to you in the manner of the Confederation. You have heard this message before, transmitted to you by thought. It was impressed on your mind for a particular occasion, and the occasion arises on this Earth night of yours. As soon as the radio transmission began, Edwin Starsoft-had his tape recorder. I stood close to the receiver and speaker, although the transmission was loud and clear. I guess it was the general excitement, the thrill of listening to a voice from a spacecraft and the talk of a new phase. Edwin, I must explain to you that when you hear the sound of this code, you will enter a sleep-like Starsoft-T, and until I give you the command to return, you will be entirely under my control. I shall be able to speak through you. What I see shall be transmitted through to you so that you will see what I see and feel what I feel at some time. This is the new experiment. It may not be successful. For many years, my dear brother Edwin, we have conditioned you for such an occasion. As I told you soft-ing our last radio transmission, a new committee was to contact you by this method. They have tried but failed soft-ed. We are pleased that you and others responded so well to our training that only we can contact you by this method. They have also abandoned their plans to start groups in the major cities on your planet when they re-soft-allies the problems involved. They decided to hand you back to us. These are the circumstances that brought us back earlier than we had dared to hope. And now, Edwin, Voldar continued, I shall trans-soft-mit the Confederation sounds, and this code will unlock the instructions stored in your unconscious mind, and you will enter a state of trance. Please be seated and relax now. Be seated and relax. Both Edwin and I were still standing near the radio receiver when Voldar spoke these words. I was puzzled how he knew that we were standing. We both sat down in armchairs and I watched as Edwin closed his eyes and let his head rest back on the chair. Stand by. Edwin. Relax. Listen to this. You have heard this subconsciously many times. Listen. Then a strange sound came from the loudspeaker, which is difficult to express phonetically. It was more like a croaking and lasted just over a minute. Later I learned that these sounds are deliberately garbled to make recollection and memorizing impossible. The sounds are only used to tune Edwin's mind to the Caldesian thought frequency. Experimenting with the soft-say sounds landed Edwin on an open frequency with unsoft-pleasant consequences, as described later. Edwin reacted immediately and appeared to be in a relaxed sleep. After a short interval, Voldar continued saying through the loudspeaker, Edwin is now in a state of trance. He is quite safe and comfortable. I am in control of his mental faculties. Then, addressing himself to me, Voldar said, Greetings, my friend Carl. This is when I speak to you, and to you alone. I have chosen you for a special task which I hope you will accept. It is to advise and assist Edwin in this new experiment. You are to record these thought transmissions on a tape recorder and, after editing them, send them to any person or group who may be interested. I suggest that you re-record the Confederation sounds which were used to condition Edwin's subconscious, on another tape. In future, these will be played to Edwin through earphones and then be removed. At the end of these thought transmissions, we will waken him. To begin with, there will be only one such thought communication per month, preferably during even soft hyphening. This method of communication has been very successful soft hyphen full in the past. We hope that it will be successful ag soft hyphen in. Questions may be put to Edwin when he is in this state of thought contact and we will answer, but please remember that Edwin will take time to get accustomed to this new method. I must warn you that some communicators may not be as versatile in English as I am. It may be difficult for them to reply. You may get inaccurate in soft hyphen formation, so please use your own judgment. Voldar continued, "Yes, Cal, we have plans for the future and these plans involve both you and Edwin. And now I would like to try an experiment. Edwin, can you hear my voice?" "I can hear your voice, one," Edwin replied. "I am going to ask you a few questions." "Yes," said Edwin. "What is the color of my uniform?" asked Voldar. "Blue," replied Edwin. "I am now pointing to something." "What is it?" "You are pointing to some kind of instrument. I am now going to walk to the other side of this control center and there I shall point to another in soft hyphen instrument." "Describe the instrument to me," said Voldar. "The instrument is a dome shaped with colored lights in it," replied Edwin, after a short pause. "You have done very well, Edwin. I can see that in time you will receive my mental impressions without any difficulties whatsoever." I was amazed how this conversation between Voldar and Edwin developed. Voldar spoke slowly over the radio and Edwin came back with his replies without any pause. I wondered how Voldar managed to hear Edwin's replies. Perhaps he used Edwin's ears just as he probably used his eyes to see that we were both standing earlier. Having satisfactorily concluded his experiment with Edwin, Voldar continued, saying, "And now Cal, I hope you understand the procedure for these thought trans soft hyphen missions. Believe me, my friend, there's much for us to do. Look after Edwin as best you can because this is a delicate experiment. Do not allow others to overtax him with too many questions while he is in thought con soft hyphen act. There will still be direct transmissions via the radio receiver to give you further instructions. And now, my friends on planet Earth, we wish you well with this new venture. For this may be the beginning of a new phase on Earth. For you, Kyle and Ed soft hyphen win, and for all those who are not bound by prejudice, may you understand what the Confederation is trying to do. Try and lift yourself in thought to the highest level soft hyphen L so that we can contact you and you in turn, us. We will deliver a message directly to Tonian who is in tune with us. Farewell my friends. This is Voldar of the Corinthian Division now ending this direct radio transmission." His next words were obviously directed to Edwin who was still sitting with closed eyes in his armchair. "Arkakisi Arko Jekalando, Edwin. Farewell, my friends, unsoft hyphen till we meet again in thought communication." The radio broadcast came to an end and Edwin opened his eyes, stretched and looked around. When asked how he felt, he replied that he was fine although his head felt a bit strange. Subsequently, Edwin proved to be a good transmitter and receiver of sound and visual images.